HKX and 4WHM.
Okay, hey Bill, how are you today?
How you doing?
Hey, been running around like a madman today.
I guess that equates to busy equals dollar signs.
But maybe later down the road.
Well, the investments pay off. That's all you can ask for.
If you don't put it in, you can't get it out. Better today?
Not better. I felt like a goose yesterday.
On the radio, you sounded pretty rough.
Better today. I actually was able to eat something. And, feeling a lot better.
Good to hear.
Get the power. Got a tree in my yard right now that's right on the edge of the power line, so I assume I'll have a one-sided tree when it's over.
So you got Georgia Power net line down there trimming your trees?
I got a big old silver maple right on the power line, and this done got too close, so they're gonna trim it up. I'll see what kind of mess they make.
Big one.
That's what I figure. Well, to the 13th.
Put some faces with these call signs.
It'd be good to sit around and chew the fat for a while in person.
It'll be a warmer fall day.
Well, I just hope it don't rain.
On that one, that would make it bad.
It was good. My wife's excited about going, but if the weather ain't good, she might just stay home.
Bad. I know my wife will stay home. There ain't no doubt about that. More for us to eat.
I figure since we're doing a low country boil, we can all bring a pound of sausage and a pound of shrimp and a few taters and put it all together, and we're in good shape.
Good shape while we're eating it, but I might be hurting afterwards.
Well, the point, especially something like that. I intend on eating a fat portion. Looking forward to it. I love a low country boil.
Did it a few times, so my opinion's still up in the air on it.
Gear for our office in June. So we've been doing that the last few years, and everybody loves it. It's easy to do, and gives me something to look forward to every summer.
Playing on the radio lately?
Fooled around with a little bit yesterday. I got out my Zygo G90 QRP rig, and me and Tom talked for a little bit yesterday evening. He was surprised how good he could hear me on 20 watts. Meter, 3.8 something. I can't remember now. 3.89, I believe.
I'm gonna go take my test this weekend. I just don't feel like I'm ready.
If you don't feel like you're ready, then don't take it. If you taking the practice exams and scoring better than 80, I would say you're in good shape.
I'm at, but like I said, I just don't feel comfortable there yet.
Ain't no need to rush it. Just take it and keep studying. And they say you have a 7-day cycle. You don't remember anything as good after 7 days when you're studying for tests like that. So when you get ready, them last few days really, really push it.
I was wanting to do this week, but It just hadn't worked out. Wife's had things for me to do and other things that just popped up in the evening that I've had to take care of.
And that, I took my test on a Tuesday night, and I actually took off that Monday and studied all day and then crammed real quick for about 2 hours before the test. And like I said, I passed, but I didn't ace it, that's for sure.
Give it a try, but not this weekend.
KO4 HKX. Yeah, Jim. Well, you know, it's kind of like they said about doctors. One who come in last in the class, still called doctor. So, as long as you pass, you still got your general ticket. That's all that matters.
If you get the general ticket, that's when all the learning really starts, though.
I tell you what, I looked at the extra class. I've got the study material for it. And I don't know that I know enough math to pass it. It's a humdinger.
That is, I don't know, but that's what I've been told.
I'll end up doing it, but like I said, I got the study material and I'm gonna make an attempt at least listening to the audio book while I go back and forth to work, just to get it in my head. But I don't. They tell you at the beginning of this one, the same fellow that did the general exam book is doing this one. I'm listening to, and he said, in the general exam, you can almost figure out which one's the right answer. He said on the extra, he said all of them are the right answer. You got to get the very best answer. So he said just taking a test ain't going to do it. You got to know the material.
You understand that?
I'm a technician for 8.5 years, so I figure I can stay a general for at least 25, and that ought to do me in, so I won't have to worry about it.
Making sure I wasn't going to get rear-ended here by another truck.
Good thing. You've been rear-ended once. We know how that ended.
Yeah, and I don't want to deal with it again.
Is the chaff antenna up yet, or have you just got a 2-meter?
No, I have an HF antenna up, but I've got a phone call, so I'm going to say 7-3 from KO4 HK. I'll be clear. For HK, I'm back.
But, so what kind of HF antenna you got?
I have a MCOM 3 or MCOM 2 center-fed dipole up and the inverted V.
Well, that's a pretty good one. I got that Maxcon off center fed dipole and a flat top, and I do an inverted B on my QRP rig.
Pretty good. To the things that are to the west of me and north of me. South of me doesn't seem to do real well.
Inverted B, I mean, you should be somewhat omnidirectional, but if you're sitting on the backside of that mountain, I'm sure that's got something to do with it.
What it is, but there's not much I can do about that right now.
But still, north and west, that'll give you a lot of contacts, especially, north and west, no doubt.
Thing I haven't heard is Florida, anything down that way. Once you get to Texas, it kind of picks up again, because I live on the northeast side of the mountain there, where it rolls back around, and it just blocks it off, I guess.
So, my flat top is running sort of north. Let's see, let me think about this. It's running somewhere about northeast. Yeah, northeast to southwest. So, I get pretty good reception on it. I hear them in Florida up through the north. I hadn't heard anything up past Pennsylvania, but I've heard Pennsylvania, Ohio a lot, out toward Texas and New Mexico, places like that.
From California all the way to Washington, around and upstate New York, South Dakota, North Dakota. So all that around that way I can hear pretty good.
Good shape once you get where you can transmit, be able to make some good contacts. I got one guy on 10 meters in Chicago. Sounds like he's sitting out here in the driveway when he talks, but he's talking with 1,500 amps. So, and he's got a directional antenna. He'll point at this direction and make his southeast contacts. And, I mean, I have to turn the radio down. He's so loud. It was pretty choppy. Station calling, try it again.
We'll help copy over.
Romeo, you're kind of quiet in the background, but it's fairly good signal.
And I'll be on the side.
You be safe. See if you can't sell you a wrench or two. I'll catch you down the line. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.
Mission is going to be KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, Doug in Greenville. How copy, over.
Sounding a whole lot better. This is Bill over here in Hartwell, Georgia, M4WHM. You're loud and clear now.
What do you say there, Bill? We got one more day in the wake up and we got the weekend. That sounds good to me. Hope everything's well your way, Bill.
Things going well. Like I said, one more day and it'll be the weekend.
That's right, Bill. Hey, listen, Bill, we're speaking on a old PRC 117, and I just switched antennas, and if you don't mind my asking what you're speaking on, because your radio is one of the best I've heard in a while.
That's part I missed it.
Bill, I said I am speaking on a PRC 17 military radio, and your radio is one of the best I've heard in a while, and if you don't mind my asking, what radio you were speaking on?
Looking on a old Yaesu FT-1900, just a 2-meter radio, 50 watts, on a Edfong antenna that's in a piece of PVC pipe on top of my house. So antenna's about 20 foot up in the air, and but it seems to do a pretty good job.
That Bill, 10-9, that radio traffic about that antenna. Now you said it's PVC pipe about how many feet now?
Edfong antenna is a ladder antenna, and you put it inside a piece of half-inch thin wall PVC pipe, and I've got it strapped to a vent pipe on top of my house, so it's about 20 foot in the air.
Roger that, Bill. I took a little break here. I am training with local, state, federal agencies, and then we'll break to talk on the radio. So I'll be 10-6 a little while, but I'll jump back on and hope to speak with you here soon in Lookinville. KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, on the set.
There's a nightly net on this station at 9 p.m. You're more than welcome to check in and listen to the traffic. So have a good one, and this is M4WHM. I'll be clear.
M4 on the net. We'll see you 900, we'll see you at 1200 hours. Roger that. KO4, GWR clear.
Copy, over.